You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the start of October. And Project Zero Breast Cancer Campaign Mizuno, we have Jenny Finch joining us. She is a former Olympic gold medalist, softball. She's a superstar model. She is now a mom. She is joining us here on SB Nation AM. How are you, Jenny?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what are you up to these days? We remember you from the Olympics and softball. We remember you from a couple of the television shows that you've done. What are you up to these days?
Well, full-time mom, and I'm working with Mizuno, giving clinics all across the country, speaking engagements, and doing the softball camps to give back to the community. And that's why I'm helping Mizuno launch the Project Zero campaign during the Breast Cancer Research Awareness Month. And so 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and we want to get that to 0 in 8. And that's where Project Zero comes in.
How does that work? What is that process?
So every shoe purchase, they're an exclusive BCRF WaveKnit R2 running shoe. And of every purchase, $10 will go back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And so along with giving money and proceeds back to BCRF, we are also just raising awareness for breast cancer research and encouraging people out there to take care of themselves, go get detected annual mammograms and self-checks. So not only with leading back to BCRF Foundation, but also raising awareness at the same time.
All right, so we see this every month. We see the awareness of breast cancer. The NFL does a big promotion. We see it in a lot of different types of places. Why is this campaign important for you?
Well, I think like all of us, we've all been touched in some way or form. And for me, I lost, she was like an aunt to me. She babysat me when I was little. And at 9 years old, we lost her when I was 9. And so for me, that was the first time that I had really ever faced death and also heard about breast cancer. And so it's been close to my heart throughout my life, and I feel blessed to be able to be partnered and help raise awareness and give proceeds back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation because they do such an amazing work. And with technology and science, you know, we're coming so far, and that's why we want to get it down to 0 in 8.
Former Olympic gold medalist softball star Jenny Finch joins us on SB Nation AM. Jenny, why isn't softball in the Olympics? What happened with that? And is it gonna? Can it make a comeback when I see all of these new sports? Can it make a comeback?
Well, fortunately, we are reinstated. Not reinstated, but it will be an expedition sport. So it will be a part of the 2020 Olympics in Japan. So unfortunately, after 2008 games, baseball and softball were eliminated. And unfortunately, they don't give us too many reasons on why. We can kind of all lead to wherever we think. But ultimately, it comes down to we were out. And so, especially as a female athlete, that was a huge blow because, you know, opportunity had never been greater. Our sport had never been more popular. But I'm ecstatic to say that we are back in the 2020 games. So softball and baseball will be in Tokyo coming up.
Yeah, because this is still a global game, right? I mean, it's not just an American game with a few other countries. This is pretty global.
Absolutely. There's over 140 countries that play softball. So it's not just, you know, America's game, like you said, or pastime. You know, the growth internationally is at its all-time high. And so I'm hoping that getting it back in the Olympics will lead to even more participation around the world and put us back where we belong in the Olympics and give us that platform to showcase what we do. And those little girls can still dream of being an Olympian in softball.
When you were growing up playing the sport, at what point did you want to be a pitcher? And when that happens, do you have to sort of devote, like baseball pitchers, devote a serious amount of time to developing pitch and style?
Well, you know, it's muscle memory, and I think if you want to stay at the top of your game, you definitely, you know, it's all about repetition. And so, yes, it is maybe a little extra work because, you know, I remember always coming out early or my teammates could maybe get away with not practicing during the week. But if I did it pitching, like there's no way my timing would be off. I would be all over the place. So for me, it maybe was a little bit extra being a pitcher, but I loved having the ball in my hand. I guess I liked that extra pressure maybe that is put on the pitcher. But it was such a blast, and I loved having my teammates, you know, look to me in the circle every game.
I went to a very small high school, but we had one of the more dominating softball programs in the state of New Hampshire. Former Cornell coach Dick Blood was the head coach of our high school team at the time I was going there. And I was very much like a lot of guys. I was a mediocre baseball player, but I would go to some of the girls on the softball team, and I'd be like, you guys have like 15 strikeouts a game. How hard could this be? And it's a big ball. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it at all. I don't know what it was, but the motion and the ball, it was fascinating to me how amazingly fast that ball was coming in and how difficult it was to see it. So now I find out that I struck out easily, and I'm now in good company because you struck out Albert Pujols and Mike Piazza. What was that like at that All-Star game?
You know, it was a thrill just to be able to showcase what we do and to have Alex Rodriguez stand in the box and be like, that's a Randy Johnson slider. And I think it's one thing to see it on TV or watch it, but then to get in the batter's box and actually see how close we are and how we can make the ball move and the speed at which it's coming in. It was great to be able to use that platform to kind of showcase, like, hey, this is, you know, we're right up there with the big leaguers. And obviously now we've proven that, and there's professional softball. But back in the day, it was just a great way to kind of, you know, have these guys step in the box and truly see and experience what we do.
Yeah, it is incredible. It was an entirely different experience. You have been able, because of your sort of the fame you've been able to attain through the sport and winning a gold medal and everything, all the doors that have opened up to you. You were on Dancing with the Stars. Is that as hard as people make it out to be when I hear how difficult that is? Was that a difficult experience?
It was so much fun, but so out of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And incredibly hard. I was sore in muscles that I never even knew I had. It looks so effortless and fluid, and it's like, oh my, you have to engage every single step. And so they're flexing, you know, my mind was blown how talented. I always had respect, but once you try it, it's like, oh, these guys are so talented to be able to do what they do and how they make their body move and make it look so great.
So do you become a better dancer, or do you forget all that stuff after you leave?
I don't know. I don't get too much practice, so it probably left. And it was a short season. The athlete season was only 4 weeks, and so we didn't get too much time to create that muscle memory.
What is on the horizon for you? What are you, not only with this program that you're doing with Mizuno for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what are some of the other things you'll be doing in the future?
You know, I have 3 kids, and so it's watching them grow and seeing their taxi and taking them from one event to the next. But I couldn't dream of anything better. And just being able to travel around, you know, inspiring the next generation and using my platform for the greater good, it's been a thrill. So I'll be on the circuit for, you know, camps and clinics this coming fall, and looking forward to next season. In October, I'm the Major League Baseball softball ambassador, so I'll be at Game 4 of the World Series. And that's always a blast to be able to be there. October baseball is the best, and so I'm thrilled to be part of that as well.
Oh, wonderful. And you're still very young, so is coaching in your future? You ever thought about getting involved in a program and becoming a coach?
Yeah, so I volunteered at the local college here for a couple of years, but it's so difficult having three you know, active kiddos involved in their own sports. And so, and I know my personality type, like if I'm going to do it, I want to be fully in. And so, I don't know, maybe once they get a little bit older, I'll do it. But right now, I just, as far as camps and clinics and helping, you know, softball players out, I love that. And I feel blessed to be able to kind of be involved in that still and not have, I guess, the title and time commitment of a full-time coach somewhere. But maybe that's, I don't know, down the horizon, who knows?
All right, one more plug for Project Zero. Tell people how they can get more information about it.
Yes, absolutely. Go to MizunoUSA.com or FleetFeet.com, or you can head over to your local Fleet Feet store to purchase the BCRF WaveNet R2 running shoes. $10 from every pair purchased will go back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Use the hashtag Project Zero. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Congratulations to all your success. Really appreciate it. Jenny Finch joining us.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.